The village is like so many others across Iraq, the place of planting and harvesting. But Bashir has lost its people. Now Kurdish snipers watch for the ISIS fighters who've taken over Bashir.
This is the point at which the Kurdish forces stopped the advance of ISIS. But before they did, the fundamentalists went into the village behind us and massacred people, civilians, killed solely on the basis of their religion.
Akhil Marden saw his 71-year-old father Hamad gunned down in front of him.
What can I say? I hope to fight them. If I saw one of them, I would kill him with my hands. Not just me, but all of my people and all the village.
The villagers, now in mourning, were driven out once before, in Saddam Hussein's time. The Iraq War of 2003 saw them regain their lands. Now that dispossession has come again, the young men are flocking to take up arms. Thousands have fled from areas where Turkoman Shia once lived alongside Sunnis. We drove along the empty streets of Taza, the next village to Bashir. They've ended up in refugee camps, the fate of millions now across this region. Their religious leaders have called for resistance. Like this cleric, who's bleakly frank about Iraq's crisis, he wouldn't give his name as he fears being targeted by ISIS.
Do you realistically think there will be peace in Iraq?
Right.
It is far away. It is not impossible, but it needs time.
In Kirkuk, we witnessed the dynamic driving Iraq deeper into chaos. A suicide bomber tried to enter a market in a Kurdish district and killed five people.
They've got someone!
Fearing another bomb, police tried to drive the crowds back. A man was attacked by the crowd and arrested.
This is the very frightened aftermath of a suicide bombing. People here fear that ISIS can strike again at any minute, and that's why the police are so nervous. It's why we've seen them shooting into the air, trying to drive the crowds back. That is the power of ISIS, to spread terror.
Fergal Keane, BBC News, Kirkuk, Northern Iraq.